A PDF of additional material accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Joyful. Cook effortlessly, eat freely, live radiantly. A cookbook by Roddy Devlukia Shetty. Read by the author.
I dedicate this book to my Ba, whose unlimited love and prayers got me to where I am today. My mum, my first and best teacher in the kitchen, who showed me daily what it truly means to cook with love. My dad, the best sous chef to ever exist, and my constant cheerleader. My sister, who paved the way for us all toward conscious eating and helped me to find my voice through writing. My husband, who through example has always been a beautiful reminder to do everything with deeper meaning and purpose. My family and friends who contributed to this book through recipes, inspiration, and taste testing. And most important, my spiritual teacher, His Holiness Radhanath Swami, for whom I first began creating recipes. Introduction. The Joyful Kitchen. Hi, I'm so happy you're here. I thought I would begin by sharing a bit about myself and how I came to write this book. To be honest, I never ever thought I would write one. Until now, I had always seen myself as a perpetual student. Maybe that identity allowed me to satisfy my deep desire to learn. Or maybe it was just a good way for me to avoid imposter syndrome or subconsciously avoid adult responsibilities. Whatever the reason, I was and still am a serial seeker. That curiosity has led me to great places. I earned a degree in nutrition and dietetics, I trained as a yoga teacher, and I spent years studying Ayurveda, an ancient though incredibly relevant approach to mind-body wellness that has completely changed my life. I experienced firsthand how powerful these teachings are. I saw how inviting sattvic or healing plant-based foods to my plate, gratitude to my mind, and love to my heart could bring me a deeper sense of contentment and vitality. I knew that I wanted to one day help others feel it themselves, but when it came to actually being the teacher, I wasn't sure these gifts were mine to share just yet. I still saw myself as the baby of the family, who followed her big sister's every move, including switching from vegetarian to vegan after she read Jonathan Safran Foer's Eating Animals, never making decisions for herself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?